Now, will you notice here that this is miraculous? Because those stones left the man brutally marred, but now he's raised up. And you'll notice, howbeit as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up, came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And he wouldn't have departed, friends, if this had been normal. This is miraculous. He's been raised from the dead. Verse 21, and when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch. And may I say to you, this is the gift of an apostle, this type of thing, being raised from the dead, healing this man. Now, I'll get mean letters as I did when I referred to this before. The meanest letter I ever got was from some person who claimed that he had seen someone raised from the dead. Well, I haven't seen him. And the interesting thing is that word doesn't get around very well today, that somebody being raised from the dead, because they're not raised from the dead. Now, let's move on here, verse 20. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up. Now they proceed to Derbe. If you follow in our map, you can see that we're moving through the Galatian country. Now, when they had preached the gospel in that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra. Now, if you will notice from the map that we have supplied you, that Derbe was, shall we say, the pivotal point. It was the end of the line. At Derbe, he turns now. He goes back, actually, to Lystra, Iconium, Antioch, and then makes the return. Now, will you notice verse 24? After they had passed through Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia, and these are provinces that are in that area. And when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia, and Attalia's on the seacoast, and they sailed from there, and thence sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them, and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. And there they abode long time with the disciples. Now you will notice that Paul comes back to Antioch with Barnabas, and they give a report of the work, because the church there had sent them out. And they revealed that God now had definitely opened the door of the gospel to Gentiles, because now you're having churches that apparently are not even partially Israel and Gentile, but 100% Gentile churches. Up to this point, the gospel started out 100% Hebrew, 100% Israel, then partially Gentile, and then more and more, and now the gospel is definitely going to the Gentiles.